God's grace and his peace to you from our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Our message for today is going to be based on our gospel reading from the gospel according to St. Matthew. But before I get into this message or into that text, I will admit I'm just going to wear a hat here. Don't worry, it'll fit in line with my message. Now, some of you may be saying, okay, what's with the hat, Pastor? A Santa hat? And what's with the extra robe, so to speak? And I will admit, I'll explain that a little bit later as we go into this message a little bit, but just humor me for right now. And just to let you know that, yes, this is a little bit of a burden. You may not have the light shining down upon you, but I do, and with all this extra clothing, it's getting a bit warm, so maybe I'll move along with the sermon a little faster here. But tonight's gospel reading serves as a basis of this evening's text, and in it, Joseph receives a dream from the Lord regarding his wife Mary and the child she is carrying that is conceived by the Holy Spirit. This child is the Son of God. Now, I will admit that if I received a dream like this, I might associate it with working a little bit too hard during this holiday time. Or maybe it was something that I ate that just disagreed with me. More than likely, I probably wouldn't pay much attention to a dream. After all, it's only a dream, isn't it? Fortunately for us, Joseph didn't take my approach to his dream. Joseph knew by divine command that this dream was from the Lord. For Joseph and for us, this was no dream. But as the sermon text or the title says, for God is with us. There's a little bit of a difference between dreams and reality. Now the phrase Emmanuel, and if you caught that was quoted from the Old Testament reading, how a virgin shall conceive and bear a child and will call his name Emmanuel. Emmanuel meaning God with us. So what does it mean to have God with us? And how does that relate to us in the 21st century? And let me illustrate it this way. By doing a comparison with something we're all familiar with, hence the hat, Santa Claus. We know about the tradition of Santa Claus, how Santa Claus gives good gifts to good boys and girls. However, if you were not a good boy and girl this last year, you would receive a lump of coal, at least so the tradition goes. And also please note that Santa Claus just comes once a year. And I heard someone say, you know, if you plotted out all the households of the world at when Christmas sort of comes, and you sort of trace out Santa Claus's route, that would give Santa Claus approximately about 2 nanoseconds, a fraction of a second, at each house. And of course, the other aspect to the Santa tradition is that Santa comes into your house via a chimney. Now, let's do a little bit of a comparison here. And for the visual concept, we're going to move from the hat to this extra piece of garment that I'm wearing called a chasuble. And I'll explain the purpose of the chasuble in a little bit. But now I'm going to move that comparison to Jesus the Christ. Jesus who is Emmanuel, God with us. You see, in one essence, Christ also gives gifts, but there's a little bit of a difference. The gifts that Christ gives, he gives to the entire world. It doesn't matter whether you are perfect or not. How many of you would really expect Santa Claus to give you a gift knowing your behavior this last year? Maybe you don't even have to go this last year. How about within the last few hours? As we're into this holiday time and sometimes the tensions and the stress builds up, and then so does our frustration. If we had to get really legalistic, I think all of us would be receiving that lump of coal. But thanks be to God that we have Jesus the Christ, God with us, who bestows his gifts to all people. The forgiveness of sins, the love, the forgiveness that comes from Christ alone to all people, regardless whether you've been naughty or nice. Christ also doesn't give his gift one day a year, but he gives his gifts 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Christ also doesn't stay for a few fractions of a second. But Christ says, I am with you always to the end of the age. Christ doesn't enter via chimney. For this, I'm very, very thankful because my house doesn't have a chimney. But Christ enters our hearts via his word, and especially when his word is connected to water, the sacrament of holy baptism. And now let's talk about the gifts that the Christ child brings. He doesn't bring toys that break or toys that need batteries. Nothing about stuff that wears out. He brings himself. He gives of himself. The sinless Son of God, Son of Man, offering himself as the greatest gift. The forgiveness of sins. The holiness that he brings, he gives to humanity. This gift is being given to humanity through the conception of the Holy Spirit. It is a gift that is realized when Jesus is born in the manger, when he suffers and dies on the cross, and when he is raised on the third day in which we celebrate as Easter. But as Joseph realized, Emmanuel, Jesus the Christ, is no dream. This is his salvation. This is also our salvation. And this is reality. Not some tradition, not some legend, not some fantasy. And we need this reality that God is with us. Because we live in a world that likes to fill our minds with a lot of fiction, a lot of myths, a lot of half-truths. We live in a world that somehow doesn't want to believe in any absolutes, thinks that everything is relative. We live in a world, because of all this, that's filled with a lot of uncertainties, in almost like a dreamlike state. A world where Santa Claus gets a lot of billing, especially for the children, but the certainty of the forgiveness of sins and the salvation that Christ alone brings is almost dismissed as a fantasy. It almost seems like in our world we have truth and fiction mixed up. How many times in our own lives, if we think for a moment, especially maybe in our past or maybe even right now, have we ever struggled with doubt? The world has sometimes clouded our minds with so many things that we sometimes doubt, could this Christ child be real? Was this really a figment of someone's imagination? Well, if you notice what happened in our text, something really changed Joseph's mind. At one moment, he was ready to divorce Mary because of this child. And now, a dream occurs, not of fiction, but of reality. The Lord speaks. Now he has a change of heart, a change of mind, and a change of attitude. Now he sees the reality. So we return to where this greatest gift is given, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This is no dream, but reality. As Joseph trusted in God's word through that dream, he got to see firsthand the dreams of many believers who were told that, yes, the Christ child would come. He got to experience it firsthand because he believed and trusted in that word of God that was communicated to him via a dream. He got to see God's fulfillment of his promise materialize right before him with the birth of our Savior, Jesus the Christ. God with us. God is with us. God is with us to remove our doubts. God is with us to restore us back into a saving relationship with God, where there is true joy and true peace, where we receive the gifts of God and trust in God's promises that God is with us. So we return where true peace and joy is found, not in the things of this world, but in the things of God, in his word and sacrament. So we return to receive Christ himself, especially through that bread and wine, the Lord's Supper, for the strengthening of our faith, the reassurance, the removal of our doubt, Yes, God is with us. Now let me go a little bit more into my hat. Is it appropriate for a Lutheran pastor to be wearing a Santa Claus hat? Well, in one essence, the answer could be yes. The reason why is because as a pastor, my job is what? To give out God's gifts. To give out His gifts through His Word. To give out His gifts through baptism. To give out His gifts through the Lord's Supper. In one essence, I always like to say I have the best job in the world. I'm just giving out gifts. Love, forgiveness that comes from God for all people. You don't have to do anything to attain these gifts. They are given by God to you directly. He just uses me as a way of communicating these gifts with you. Now also the chasuble, the little extra garment that's keeping me warm tonight. This is actually something that comes from the early Christian church. The priest or the pastor would wear this as sort of a traveling garment. He typically would put it on right before the celebration of the divine service of celebrating the Lord's Supper, in which while the congregation would continue on singing hymns, the pastor or priest would take the bread and wine and go out to the community, to those who are sick, who are unable to be here. Now please note, at that time, towns were a lot smaller. He also had a lot of extra help. Services did go a little bit longer, but we're not going to practice this tonight. Otherwise, we'd get you out just in time for the 11 o'clock service. But anyway, we still remember this chasuble because it has some very important significance. Because with the chasuble, what was the pastor or priest doing? Taking the body and blood of Christ and bringing it to people. That's what Emmanuel means. God with us. God with us where we are. Christ takes on flesh and blood, enters our world to redeem us. Santa supposedly gives gifts, but his gifts won't last forever. Maybe Santa is there for you for a moment or two, a year, but that really doesn't give you true hope, true peace, and true joy. But it is here when God gives his gifts to you through his word, where his word is proclaimed, and where his sacraments are administered. It is in his peace that God is with us that we will find true joy and peace. Peace that the world cannot give, but a true peace that only Christ can give. A peace and joy that looks beyond the physical things of this world and looks forward to eternal life that only Christ can give. Do you have doubts? Afraid that your dreams may never materialize? Then return to the one and the only one who is real, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, where there is true love and true forgiveness. To the God who is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to strengthen you, to encourage you in the true faith, to forgive you your sins, and to give you gifts that will last for eternity, gifts of true joy in his peace. In his name, amen. Now the peace of God that surpasses all our understanding will continue to guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.